top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Tuesday, July 30th of 2019. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Here are the headlines. We should change Escarret's name to Christopher Columbus since he claims there has been no good government before him, says Dominica Freedom Party President Johnson Boston. For the third consecutive year, Barbados has ranked in the top five spots for the best cruise destination in the Southern Caribbean, and police have confirmed that a six-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl were amongst three people killed in a shooting at a food festival in California. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Digicel. The details of these stories and more coming up next. As the
world. Come home to Digicel this summer. Sign up for our premier home TV and internet bundle to receive HBO and Fox free for 2 months, plus qualify to win up to $200 bonus credit. Or how about the variety TV and internet bundle? Sign up today and enjoy HBO or Fox free, plus the chance to win up to $75 bonus credit. Digicel. Terms and conditions apply.
It's only just begun.
Dominica, your super fast LTE network is here. Enjoy Digicel calling, 1 hour of free video streaming, unlimited WhatsApp messaging, plus up to 5 gigabytes of data on your LTE prepaid bundle. Activate it now on the My Digicel app. Come on, live the experience. Digicel.
And we're back. People who are involved in bar politics are people who want to undermine democracy, says the leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Ken Vital. Vital says one of these strategies is used by persons involved in such a politics is attacking institutions of good governance. He says they find ways to undermine these institutions, and he gave an example of such actions with Dominica's Public Accounts Committee. Vital says tactics such as underfunding committees, planting their own people in positions that disrupt their functioning capabilities, makes them more favorable to the government side. He says by doing this, the Public Accounts Committee, which is supposed to be keeping the government on its toes, has now been compromised, and so has been the democracy that went with it.
People involved in bar politics are people who want to undermine democracy. One of the things they often attack are the institutions of good governance, and they find different ways to undermine it. Like the Public Accounts Committee, whether it's by finding excuses why it couldn't be convened, whether it's by people refusing to give information to the Public Accounts Committee, whether it's by underfunding committees. They find ways of not doing or breaking down those institutions. Sometimes it's by putting their own people in place and skewing the composition of the committees in such a way that supports the government. They find various ways of undermining good institutions. But it's really, that's part of what should make our democracy work. The institutions like that, the institutions like the Public Accounts Committee, to review what the government have done. And that committee should keep government on its toes. You should be able to identify where something have gone wrong. And that should be brought to the attention of Parliament. Now, if it's functioning well, then there's less likelihood that a minister will choose to do something wrong. But there's no institution of state to correct it. So that's why people like that.
Mr. Vital says there seems to be a present trend where all good institutions of our country are being undermined. As he says, Dominica has smart people filled with potential, but due to the level of corruption taking place, the work of the country's civil servants seems to be hindered.
So that's what was happening in our country. All the good institutions of governance have been undermined. All the institutions for managing our country well have been undermined. So what we have, even with our civil service, very smart people who can do a lot. Dominicans are by nature smart people. We go overseas and we do well. We do well in school and so on. But because we have a government, a political directorate that's bent on being corrupt, bent on being self-serving, then you have our civil servants have been hindered from doing all they can. Our institutions have been hindered from doing all they can. I do know of government officers, civil servants who want to do the right thing, whether it's in fisheries or whether it's in some other areas. But they infiltrate these good institutions with bad political people. People that they put in there deliberately to frustrate. They may say one thing on the radio, but they do something else. They don't give this in agriculture. They don't give this in that. They don't encourage anything. So they break down all the institutions of good management and good governance in our country, and it is very, very sad.
And that was the leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Ken Vital. And businessman Gregoire Nassif, in a statement sent to Q95 News on Monday, 29th July, says he supports the anonymous gay man taking on Sexual Offences Act and the government of Dominica in a fight to legalize buggery. Nassif says he understands that the majority of Dominicans believe that homosexuality is unnatural and against God's teachings, and asks the question, does that justify its classification as a criminal offence? He says we need to examine the moral versus the legal argument. Now in this argument, Gregoire Nassif questions why buggery did not make it into the Ten Commandments, however, adultery did. He wonders why adultery is not illegal but buggery is, and according to him, both are practiced by consenting adults, stating that one is a choice that destroys families and is very common, and argues that the other is an expression of one's sexuality and not a choice and has no damaging consequences to society but is punishable by 12 years in prison. Nassif went on as far as to express his view concerning the matter by challenging the religious community, as he referenced Pope Francis recently saying in a paper, "One love in the family," as a pastor cannot feel that it is enough simply to apply moral laws as if they were stones to throw at people's lives, he says. He urged more common sense, saying by thinking that everything is black and white, people sometimes close off the way the grace and the growth works. And that was businessman Gregoire Nassif in his statements. And this government has been a serious letdown when it comes to democracy and the truth, says the Dominica Freedom Party President Johnson Boston. Boston says the current prime minister must have his name changed to Christopher Columbus, since he claims that there has been no good government before him in an ironical manner. Boston says this type of mentality is one that has contributed, in his opinion, to the downfall of democracy and fairness, and that the present administration is on a parade of hate.
In other words, we should change Skerritt's name from Roosevelt Skerritt to Christopher Columbus. He discovered the country. We had nothing before. We had no country. We had no education. You know, I heard the man said, is when he came in, we get ICU. And government before was not giving any help except since he came in. And you have people who were in government, like Rupert Sorrento, because I felt these people have really let down democracy and fairness and truth. And they seems to be on a parade of hate. Because to me, these things sometimes really aggravate your system.
Boston says, taking a look at all of this, it is disheartening, especially when recalling the days during his youth when he would be proud to want to emulate the greater leaders before him, and the prime minister had the same type of leaders growing up as a youth man.
As a boy growing up, I saw these people as people to emulate. They give you the kind of encouragement to go on, and you expect them to live on. Be a liberator if you want. But the same way he was a minister and he used to sometimes object Miss Charles. Miss Charles, who was a prime minister, and he would disagree. Why not, when something go wrong, call? You know, I got arrested for no reason. And these guys I served with never even called me and said, "Bosso, look like I heard what's going on. At least, even if you believe I threw stone, but you ask." And they know, because they tell me, Rupert kissed them on the road, I say no. If this report hit them, I say no. But if you hear something about me, you ought to call, because I serve with these people.
And that was the president of the Dominica Freedom Party, Johnson Boston. And planning for the 7th edition of the NCCU 2019 Cadas Lipso Show is said to be continuing, and in-house auditions to select the finalists took place on Saturday, July 27th, 2019 at the NCCU head office in Roseau. 21 artists comprising regulars and a sprinkling of newcomers performed their songs before a panel of four judges who awarded points for melody, for 35 points, lyrics 25 points, creativity 25 points, and rendition 15 points. The auditions were said to be well contested, and a number of the artists presented songs which were a fusion of musical genres such as R&B, pop, buyo, and Afrobeat. The judges selected 10 finalists, including the first NCCU CADAS monarch, Webster Marie, to compete in the CADAS show on a Saturday, November 2nd, 2019. As the 10 finalists are Richard Benno Christmas, Webster D. Webb Marie, Charles Class Latham, Jude J.D. Delaney, Jackson Ali, Desmond Lulu Lawrence, Marissa Stedman, Delma Daniel, Shirley Lady S. Charles, and Jared Dossett. And manager of the Nature Island Recovery Center, Vanley Joseph, has expressed thanks to Miss Melissa Poponis-Skerritt for providing assistance to clean up the center as he and his executive continue to undergoing works to rebuild it. Joseph told Q95 News on Monday he continues to lobby for the help to rebuild and restock the center in an effort to assist the many drug addicts who are in need of recovery in Dominica. According to Joseph, the building was severely damaged by the passage of Hurricane Maria in September 2017.
If anybody would take a stroll up at Nature Island Recovery Center right now, we are in dire stress for help. We are still roofless. Thanks to Melissa Skerritt, the other day she came and she cleaned up the place. You know, she sent a group, and I really have to say thanks to her for doing that. Because I've been lobbying different places in the government to get help. And at this time, only Melissa Skerritt lent a hand to clean up.
And that was the manager of the Nature Island Recovery Center, Vanley Joseph. And the Triple K's David Sonic Atazi Joseph from the Rose Valley constituency believes that speaking out alone is not enough. Alluding to the construction of a wall by Dr. Colin McIntyre, he compares being a member of the government to captaining a boat. And Joseph was speaking on Q95 FM radio along with a group of men from the Rose Valley constituency.
And I check in like, them ain't no making sense, man.
I mean, really and truly, a man have to really protect this place and everything. You know what I mean? But when you're in government and them thing, my brother, you leading something, you have to think of yourself last. It's like a captain running a ship. You check it, they have to make sure the people come out on the ship, and then you, the captain, you can think of jumping off after.
He claims that the DLP government is attacking the lesser fortunate with their controversial cool-out method.
Them man will always attack the less fortunate. You check the people that weaker in their brain, you know, attack them and offer them money, and people that do have things, and they, you know, they want things, but they
get excited about that.
Yeah, they get excited about a five. For instance, the government come and give you $5,000. You check, you as a weak person in your brain, you know, you really need money and everything, but you get a lot of money and everything. The government gonna give you, they give you $5,000. $5,000, 5 years. When you do the calculation, $5,000, 5 years, at all were you? When you do the calculation, $2.75 a day. You check? And then the government come 4 years after again with another 5,000 again. You check? 18 years, 20 years, the man doing that thing. You guys in? And then man understand the weakness of the people. So they're using that on the people. But right now, people get smart now.
And that was a Triple K's David Sonic Atazi Joseph from the Rose Valley constituency. And for the third consecutive year, Barbados has ranked in the top five spot for best cruise destination in the Southern Caribbean. Cruise Critic, the world's leading cruise reviews site online cruise community, made this announcement for its fourth annual Cruisers Choice Destination Awards, naming the world's most popular cruise destinations, as well as the best cruise lines to visit each region based entirely on consumer ratings submitted. Barbados Tourism Marketing Inc. Cruise Director Cheryl Franklin expressed gratitude at the news of the honor. He says, "It speaks volumes to our continuous efforts, and it is indicative of the island's appeal across consumer segments, and the Barbadian cruise industry has worked tirelessly to implement various initiatives to differentiate the destination's cruise products, and whilst we are seeing the result of our endeavors, we do recognize that it is a process of continuous improvement and innovation that will allow us to sustain and grow demand for Barbados, and which will ensure our continued success in an increasingly competitive environment." Destinations awarded this year. Awarded receives the highest ratings amongst cruisers who cruised to the destination in past years and shared the experiences on their cruises. and a 6-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl were amongst the 3 people killed in a shooting at the food festival in California, as the police have confirmed. 15 were injured, and the suspect, named by police as Santino William Legar, age 19, opened fire at the Gilroy Garlic Festival on Sunday evening, and police say the suspect used an assault rifle that he purchased legally in a neighboring Nevada this month. The gunman was shot dead by police, who are looking into possible accomplices, and a 6-year-old Stephen Romero is the first to be dead and to be identified by local media. His mother and grandmother were wounded, and police confirmed the man in his 20s was also killed. None of the victims have been officially named, as Gilroy Police Chief Scott Smithy says during the news conference on Monday that the officers who were deployed at the event were able to respond within 1 minute, and he said 3 officers engaged a suspect, and all although they were outgunned with their handguns against a rifle, they managed to fatally wound him quickly and end the shooting. And that's the morning news. Here's a recap of the headlines. We should change Skerritt's name to Christopher Columbus, since he claims that there has been no good government before him, says the Dominica Freedom Party President Johnson Boston. And for the 3rd consecutive year, Barbados has ranked in the top 5 spot for best cruise destination in the Southern Caribbean. And police have confirmed that a 6-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl were amongst the 3 people killed in a shooting at a food festival in California. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Digicel. On behalf of the entire news team, I've been your presenter, Hassan Robinson.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.